This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, dear friends. Today's learning should be for Shlema from Malka Bas Dina. We have a very interesting topic. The topic is Shemitah, an amazing chakira of the Minchas Chinuch. We know that during the Shemitah year, the fruit is hefker, the land is hefker. The question is that automatic? Or is that something that the owner must actively do? Does the owner have to relinquish ownership? Or does it happen automatically? You'll say, what's the difference? There are many differences. Number one, what if the owner does not relinquish it? And somebody comes and he takes it. Is he stealing? I understand the owner is required to relinquish it. But what if he doesn't? So then, does it happen automatically? And if someone takes it, they're not stealing? Or is it considered stealing? Furthermore, we know that during Shemitah, you're pater from Truma Semeiser. But is that automatic? Or only if you actively are mafkarit? And if you're not mafkarit, it's chayiv in Truma Semeiser. That's the question. By the way, the property of a Gentile during Shemitah, so is it chayiv in Truma Semeiser or not? If it's automatically hefker, then it's pater. If you have to be mafkarit, then it's chayiv. These are shilos that the Minchas Chinuch raises. It turns out it's a machlokes, the Mabit and the Beis Yosef. And the Maharit brings a raya from our Gemara that it's automatic. And that's what we're going to do today in a short amount of time. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Pei Dalet says the Mitzvah of Shemitas Karka is lahafger komasha toitzi aretz b'shana shvius, is to be mafger whatever the land produces in the seventh year. Shehi nikreis mipnei hamaisa hazeh, that it's called because of this act. Sheneschayavnu ba shnas hashmita. It's called the Shemitah year. V'yizka b'peirois of kalarois aliskos, and yizorcha in the fruits, whoever wants to be zorcha. Says the Minchas Chinuch, you see where the arrow is on the right-hand side. V'ani misupik, I have a shayla, I hamitzvah akarkafta de gavrahu, is the mitzvah on the head of the person. Derachmana tzivuhu lahafker peirois, the merciful one commanded him to be mafker his fruits, b'shvius, u'mechuyav l'kayim lahafker, and he's mechuyav to go and relinquish ownership. V'im ifkar, ha'arei ze hefker, if he relinquishes, it's hefker. Avalim enoy mafker, enoy mufkar, but if he doesn't relinquish ownership, it's not hefker. When he over Allah say, it's true if he doesn't relinquish, he's over on Allah say. Maybe it's not hefker. Rak over Agzeres Hashem Yisroch. He's just violating the decree of Hashem. Im kain in achar asher lidloy. If so, somebody cannot come along and take it. By rehu gezel biyad achirim. It's considered like it's stolen in the hands of others. Kozman shel hefker. So long as it's not ownerless. So the first side of the Minchas Chinuch is, it's a mitzvah that devolves on the person. It's clear in many places in Shas. The Rambam, Perek Vav, Mimatnas Aniyam Halacha Hei, the Shviyas Pater Min Amaser. There are many places in Shas, and in the Rambam says that on the seventh year, you're exempt from Maaser. Kivan Dehu Hefker, since it's Hefker. The Hefker, Pater Min Amaser, and Hefker is Pater from Maaser. Imkain, if so, kozman shalai hefker, so long as you are not mafkarit, kivan delay have a hefker, since it's not hefker, chayiv la'aser. Maybe you're chayiv in meiser. We know that Shemitah is pater from meiser, since it's hefker, and hefker is pater from meiser. But maybe if you were mafkarit, you're chayiv in meiser. Idilma, no, hefker ze ain't srichin abalam lahafker. Maybe this hefker, you don't need the owner to be mafker. Raku afka asa de malka. Maybe the king renders it hefker. Shehuma mela hefker. It's hefker on its own. Rakim noal karmoi. It's just if the guy locks his vineyard, oivar ala sezu, he's over on the sasever, he goes al rabim, he's stealing from the public. Avo memela have a hefker. But memela, it's hefker. Imkain, pater mi meiser b'cholinin. If so, you're pater from meiser in all aspects. V'chein im achar zocha bar korchoi debalim. Similarly, if someone else is zoicha against the will of the owner, harehu shaloi, it will belong to him. The zoicha min a hefker, he's zoicha abdolei of kerabalim. So basically, the shaila of the Minchas Chinuch is this hefker the responsibility of the owner to render it hefker, or is it automatic? What's the nafkamina? There are two nafkaminas. If it's the responsibility of the owner, so then if he does not render it hefker, if somebody else takes it, he's a ganav. Furthermore, if he doesn't render it hefker, it's chayv in shumas or maisos. Or do we say it happens on its own? And if so, if someone takes it against his will, it's his. And it's pater from shumas or maisos. Says Minchas Chinuch, Shuv Heyer Hashem Yisbarach Es Einai. Then Hashem illuminated my eyes, Umatsasi b'maharit, Chelek Aleph Simin Mem Gimel, Herech. The Marit in Chelek Aleph Simin Mem Gimel speaks at length, V'cholak Arabeinu Beis Yosef. He argues on the Beis Yosef, Hamuva Sham, B'simin Shalaf Neza, Le'inyin Peiros Shvias B'karka Goyim. He argues on the Beis Yosef regarding the fruits of Shemitah on the land of a Gentile. V'das ha-Beis Yosef, the opinion of the Beis Yosef, de'enoi afka asa de'malka. The Beis Yosef says, no, God does not render it hefker. Rak mitzvah alav. Shvius is a mitzvah on the person, on the gavra, ar karkafta de gavra. And therefore the property of Goyim interesting. The Beis Yosef holds the Beis Yosef, okay, so you hear the Beis Yosef is saying that it's the mitzvah of the king. It's not the mitzvah of the king, it's the mitzvah on the person. However, what's interesting is if you actually look up the Beis Yosef, he says that even though it's a mitzvah on the person, if the person does not make it hefker, it could be you're still chayiv, you're still putter in maaser, because Hashem will be mafkaret. The mitzvah is on the person, but if you don't do it, Hashem will do it. But by the paras of an akum, it definitely does not have the din of Shvias. Meaning the Beis Yosef learns it's the mitzvah on the person, but he does have the position that perhaps God will still make it hefker. But the opinion of the Marit is no, it happens automatically. And the Marit brings a raya from our Gemara in Nedarim. The Hevi raya mi Nedarim perak ein bein hamudar mem beiz amid beiz de mevur sham derachmana afgarei. That if you look in our Gemara, our Gemara is mevuar, that the Torah is mafgarid. It's not on the person. So that's a big question. Where is it mevuar in our Gemara that the Torah is mafgarid and it's not a mitzvah on the person? So look in Shaul Sechubas Marit, Shaila Mem Gimel, where the Marit says, Ve'ein dvarav mechuvarim etzli, his words are not clear to me. She'ein adavar toloi behefgera shaloi. The matter is not dependent in his hefker, but rather in Hashem's hefker. The beperek ein bein hamudar parchina and maishna da oicham and anoitois. The Gemara asks, why is it different that you could eat from the fruit that hangs over because it's hefker? Well, the land is also hefker. The peri hefker ninu aranami rachmana afkare alma afka asa demalkahi. The way the Gemara phrases the question, Gemara says, why are you allowed to eat the fruits that hang over? Because it's hefker. But what do you mean? The land is also rachmana afkare. That implies, like the Maharit, the Torah is mafkaret. It's not your mitzvah. Now, it's not clear that the cheshbon in the Gemara is saying that. It's just the words happen to say. In the way the Gemara formulates how the land is hefker, it says the Torah makes it hefker. But it's interesting, if you look in our Gemara, I made a copy of my Gemara, if you look in our Gemara, we don't have those words in our Gemara. Look where my cursor is. Ara nami afkara. The land is also hefker. It doesn't say the Torah makes it hefker. But if you look in the Ran, the Ran's gear says, Aranami Rachmana Afkare. So this Machloikis Beis Yosef and the Marit, which is the Shaila of the Minchas Chinuch, namely, the Beis Yosef seems to say it's a mitzvah on the person, although he entertains the possibility that if you don't do it, the Torah does it. Or does the Torah do it? Like the Marit says, Rachman Achmara, is really dependent on the Girsa of our Gemara Nedarim. And the way the Ran's Girsa is, supports the Marit. But the way our Gemara appears, the way we read it, it supports the Beis Yosef. So there's a fundamental Chakira, and it has ramifications on the reading of our Gemara. Okay, that's all I got for you. I just wanted to bring this Inyan to your attention. It's a very beautiful Inyan. And I want to wish you a great day.
Rob, a question. So if the person is incapacitated, in a coma, it would depend on how we...
Yeah. Yeah, that's another nafka mina. In other words, yeah, exactly.
We not say that it's automatically, but the person, if it goes against that, it's not, if he's passive, it's automatic, but if he goes against it, if he goes against the Torah, he goes against the king, that's where it would be a difference or no? We can't say that.
So you want to say a third possibility. You want to say, the Torah makes it hefker, but that's only if you're neutral. But if you're negative, the Torah can take it out of your possession if you won't allow it to be relinquished. If you don't do anything, it will happen automatically. But if you stop it, now, there's no question, even according to the Marit that the Torah does it, if you lock it up, you're over an aseh. But if someone takes it, I think he's allowed to take it. And you're putter from Meiser. But I hear what you're saying. I don't know that, I can't point and say what you're saying is this Shita says this. That's not what either the Marit or Beis Yosef says, but I hear your possibility. But even within the Marit that the Torah does it, if you lock it up, you're over an asay, it doesn't mean that if somebody sneaks in and they take it, they're a ganav. I don't think they're a ganav, and I think it's still pater meiser. Meaning the Torah, what the Torah wants to happen, happens, you're just stopping someone from entering. But it's still Hefker.
Okay, very good. Beautiful. Thank you so much,
Ross. Okay, thank you. Have a good day. Kol tov bracha v'hatzlacha.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.